This Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Officials in Cornwall are having some of the same issues as their counterparts in other area towns, with crowds of people flocking to recreational areas. First Electman Gordon Ridgway said he'll contact the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection for some enforcement assistance, telling his colleagues at a meeting this week at Mohawk Pond at Mohawk State Forest is seeing hordes of visitors on weekends, similar to those who are coming to seek relief from the heat at Great Falls in Salisbury and Bulls Bridge in Kent. At those sites, which are owned by First Light Power, there are dangers present due to fast-moving water that have resulted in several rescues and even some drowning incidents this summer. So far, the police also say there's issues of piles of trash left by those who come. Putting the first responders at risk is another reason officials are worried. In another story by Paul Hughes in the Republican American, nursing home residents make up nearly 65% of all COVID-19 deaths in the state of Connecticut. After 2 days of no coronavirus-associated deaths, four more fatalities were reported on Thursday, bringing the number of deaths during the outbreak to 4,410. And in New York State, county executives are pleading for federal aid to help cover the coronavirus expenses. A story in the Times Herald Record, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro warned of significant cuts in county services without federal aid. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said his county had faced existential crisis and absolutely brutal decisions, including which roads it could afford to maintain. Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse fired the same distress signal on behalf of his county, quote, "This is a critical time. We need the federal government to step in and the politics put aside," end quote. Those three Hudson Valley lawyers joined other parties from around New York in a pair of Zoom calls on Thursday with a unified message for the U.S. Senate Republican leader. County governments are on the front lines of the pandemic response and desperately need funding in the next relief package to make up for massive tax losses and added expenses. And in Great Barrington, a story in the Berkshire Eagle, police are asking the public for information about the theft of about 100 small American flags the town had planted on July 4th. Decorations. The Department of Public Works reported the flags missing July 15th. According to a statement this week from Town Police Chief William Walsh, the flags were planted around the GB-shaped evergreen hedges at the north entry of downtown. It's not the first time this month that flags have been targeted in the Berkshires. On Monday, Williamstown Police said dozens of American flags adorning veterans' graves at East Lawn Cemetery either were broken and or strewn around over the weekend. Many others were missing. Police are looking at surveillance camera footage to see who might have entered the cemetery after dark on Friday. Coming up at 5 p.m. in Cornwall, there's a COVID discussion with Elizabeth Ridgway. That is at the library, and that is a Zoom meeting. Pickups for the Kent Community Farmers Market will take place Saturdays from 10 till 2 at Kent Barns on North Main Street. Online pre-orders can be made for a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, beef, and dairy products. Cheese, eggs, yogurts, honey, and seasonal flowers are among those items. More information at rockcobblefarm.com. The Kent Chamber of Commerce is hosting a photo contest. Residents and visitors, professionals and amateur photographers of all ages alike are invited to submit photographs of Kent that capture the essence of the town and highlight the best of what Kent has to offer. Submissions will be accepted through Saturday, July 25th. The five categories are scenery, downtown, fun in Kent, hidden gems, and a child's eye view. There's no limit to the number of entries per person. For more information, call 860-592-0061. There is a Black Lives Matter protest at the White Hart. It will be held on the green in front of the White Hart on Saturday from 11 till 12 to show support for Connecticut police reform. No speeches, just sign holding contact your representative to show additional support for the 2020 police reform bill. Once again, this is Saturday, July 25th from 11 till noon on the green in front of the White Hart. In Copaic, New York, on Saturday at noon, Copaic Auction will be auctioning off a classic 1962 Buick Invicta hardtop. Proceeds from this auction will be donated to Rolf Jansen Community Library. The car is in mint condition with many original details. Photos are available at CopaicAuction.com. under the listing for the July 25th auction. More information, you can email info@copecauction.com or call the auction house at 518-329-1142. The library serves Ankrum, Copec, and Hillsdale. More information is available at 518-325-4101 or on the web, their website, rojanlibrary.org. The Northeast Weavertuck Central School District wants to let district families know it has released its free and reduced price meal policy for area school children for the fall. Students in New York State who are approved for reduced price meals will receive breakfast and lunch meals at no charge. Local school officials have adopted its family eligibility criteria to determine a possible eligibility. The 2020-21 income eligibility guidelines for free and reduced price meals or free milk can be obtained by calling Weavertuck Food Service Director Sheila Moran at 845-373-4100, extension 4405. In other news throughout our tri-state region in Connecticut, out of Hartford, absentee ballots are going to be part of the special session. Lawmakers are set to tackle hot topics of absentee ballots and police reform during that special session. They said they'll be voting on whether or not to expand the use of absentee ballots due to COVID-19 concerns. Those ballots were widely used in the August primary and, if voted through, would be also allowed in the November election. Critics have said they're concerned about fraud and error. The State House of Representatives is set to vote on both measures. The State Senate will get its chance next week on those issues. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office is conducting a review of incidents that occurred on Saturday, July 18th, during a demonstration in the town of Pleasant Valley. The review began immediately upon the conclusion of the event. If you have any information or evidence of criminal activity, contact the Sheriff's Office, tip line at 845-605-CLUE, 845-605-CLUE, or email dcotips@gmail.com. An investigation recently terminated New York State Thruway employee Bradley R. Straley attempted to light an occupied New York State Thruway vehicle on fire. He fled the scene prior to the arrival of patrols and was subsequently taken into custody by Troop K patrols on the Taconic State Parkway. No one was injured. Straley was arraigned virtually before the City of Hudson Court and remanded to the Columbia County Jail in lieu of $5,000 cash bail or $15,000 bond. He's next scheduled to appear at the court on July 28th at 9 a.m. Well, baseball is starting now in earnest their 60-game season in Cooperstown, where baseball was founded and is undoubtedly celebrated. The COVID-19 pandemic has left its mark. There's no youth baseball tournaments this summer and no Hall of Fame induction. This weekend, 2020, inductee Derek Jeter was scheduled to be enshrined, which would have drawn New York Yankees fans from all over the state. A little village of about 2,000 people in central New York had been preparing for a record-breaking summer, but it never happened. Instead, there's ample parking and quiet museums and plenty of space to sit and watch absolutely nothing at Doubleday Field. Every aspect of the business has been put on hold for most businesses in Cooperstown. They're hoping that things will start to return to normal, especially with the return of Major League Baseball, but they know it's going to be a long time before they get a packed stadium again in town. Stockbridge has its annual town meeting coming up on Saturday at 10 o'clock. The rain date is 6 p.m. Monday. Behind the town offices adjacent to the parking area at 50 Main Street. Highlights of that meeting on Saturday, the town budget to fund operations for the current fiscal year 2021, $7,616,000, reflecting a need to tighten town spending in view of COVID-19's impact on the economy. The budget prepared by Interim Town Administrator Mark Weber and approved by the Select Board has been endorsed by the Finance Committee. A transfer of $1 million from free cash into the Stabilization Fund is proposed, $750,000 for COVID-19 unanticipated issues, and $250,000 for possible infrastructure expenses. There's Stockbridge Bowl litigation they have to go over, zoning and planning. The budget for fiscal 2021 stands at $10,556,000. That includes education. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will wrap up the day yesterday at 26,652.33, down about 350 points. The Nasdaq was down about 244 to 10,461.42, and the S&P 500 was down 40.36 to 3,235.66. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.